just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
We live in a world where Disney parks are closed.
Ooh, that is awful. What kind of horror movie are you making?
You can tell I have a very low voice register, so that works when I do that.
It's a weird time for a lot of Disney fans because globally, Disney parks are closed.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre for a lot of people.
Craziest thing ever. Never happened ever.
Disney parks are a lot of people's happy place, and especially during a time period where you have a lot of quote-unquote time off, that's where you would be.
Yeah.
So the fact
True story.
A lot of us are sitting around the house wishing we could go to Disney, you know, it's a weird time. It's a weird time for everybody.
And it's starting to warm up, you know, down here in the South and whatnot. It's right. Time that you should be heading out to the Disney parks.
It's really pretty out these last couple of days.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
But none of that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
We're social distancing. But what we thought would be interesting to kind of discuss is, yes, the Disney parks are closed, but what could Disney do with the time without any visitors being able to go to the parks, right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, sounds bad, but it could also work out to their advantage if they were able to do things in the park. Right?
I'm very curious. Now, we've not talked about this in person. We've been saving it for the podcast.
Mm.
So I'm dying to know, what would be the thing that if you had 6 weeks of time off, which has never happened in Disney's history,
right?
What is the first thing you would do? And please hope it's not mine.
Oh, well, maybe you should go first.
No, I'm going to see if we have the same one.
Okay. Well, there's the obvious one, I think, for me is a really thorough and complete clean.
Okay, yeah.
Not that Disney parks are dirty.
Sure, be safe about things.
Sheesh. Disney parks are notoriously clean.
Like, oh, they really are, yeah.
They're insane for the number of people that go through those parks on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
The fact that they're as clean as they are is amazing.
Yeah.
They pressure wash streets all the time. They have cleaners out in the parks constantly. It's a thing, right?
Yeah.
They're very clean. However, you know, there are things that are being constantly used that probably don't get cleaned as often as they could or should,
uh-huh.
You know? So why not take this time? You don't have to have, you know, a bunch of people all closed together, but take the Pirates of the Caribbean boats, scrub down all the seating, clean up the floorboards, go to all the dark ride vehicles, clean all those out.
I bet they do wipe. They obviously have to wipe those down.
Sure,
each night
but
already.
Like a serious deep clean would
deep
be nice, don't you think?
Sure.
Go to all of the places that you want to be super clean. Go to the bathrooms. And I used to work in a custodial position, and there are some times where it's nice to get a pressure washer and literally pressure wash an entire bathroom.
Huh.
Because
How much water would that put out?
A lot. You have to have like a shop vac or something to clean up afterwards. But a real serious clean would be really good. And I think would also help people feel better when they go back to know that the whole place has been scrubbed down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guarantee that's actually probably happening already.
I mean, like I said, they're very clean already. I just think an even more thorough clean would be a good idea.
I guess you can't really say that. I guarantee that probably. I get that that's not really a thing.
How about so, this?
Why the likelihood not, of that happening.
Why not thoroughly clean the Voyage of the Little Mermaid theater that smells mold? Why not clean that right now?
That's a really good question to see if what the outcome is going to be of that theater, because I bet people will not put up with
Well, we've that. Been putting up with it for a very long
time. Yeah, but I think that the world is going to go through a complete definition change after things start to come back online, you know? Sure. That they're going to be, that things that we would have once just allowed to have happen. Already, when I watch people, like, when I'm watching old footage of people giving high fives and stuff, I'm like, ooh!
Don't do that! Don't touch!
And then you're like, oh, that's right. That was 3 weeks ago before that actually right. was a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fine. You can be serious about it. But here's what I would do if I knew that the
parks... Give us something fun. I'm too boring.
If I knew that the parks were going to be shut down for 6 weeks,
yeah.
which is the first time that this has happened in basically ever, right? What is the first thing that I would do if I was Disney and I had had the ability to do so?
Streak.
The second thing I would do after streaking... We've talked about this a couple times before... Figure out what to do with the people mover and the walkway through Ooh, Tomorrowland, yeah. right? Because we've talked about this so much in the past that one of the problems that they have with that track through Tomorrowland is that how do you remove that when the park has to be open? You're only closed for, you know, 8 to 10 hours at a time, basically.
Sure.
That's the largest amount of time that they're ever closed overnight. And then they're reopened very first thing the next morning again. And you have to clean. Like the logistics of trying to take that out of a park would be horrible. You have to shut down the land.
Yeah.
You would have to shut down the whole land to have that happen. Right. Yeah.
And which would make people very angry.
And it's going to happen at some point in the future. Like they've shut down. But have they ever shut, like they did that with Tomorrow, with Fantasyland. When they revamped Fantasyland, did they shut the whole thing down?
They did.
And they closed the bridge.
But that was in the 1980s.
Okay. So and they said this whole part of the park is going to be shut down.
Yeah.
And we've been there like when Main Street was basically shut down where they were repaving down the middle and they
were fixing the trolley
tracks.
Rails. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they've done things like that. So that would be the only option that they would have to shut down Tomorrowland. But if you had 6 weeks and nothing but time on your hands, and not only that, but wouldn't it make such an impact if on opening day of tomorrow and didn't tell anybody that was basically happening and they come back and Tomorrowland has a whole new look about it.
I would love it if Disney was able to do anything without everybody knowing,
right?
But that doesn't work.
So if they came back and basically the track was gone and all the facade down the middle of it had been revamped in 6 weeks, people would lose their mind.
Yeah. I mean, they lose their mind over a paint change. Uh-huh. So yeah, if they had revamped an entire area, people would lose their minds.
Especially and demoing out those tracks and stuff. We haven't even talked about, like, I don't know if people would lose, like, positive or negative about it. I think that, and I think that would be the risk of it all, is that really from a logistics point of view, is that too big of a risk to take with so many other things going on that they're going to reopen and people are going to be like, and you did what while this happened? How dare you? You know,
well, at Disneyland, the people mover tracks are completely useless.
Yeah.
And they take up so much space. At most, they provide some shade.
Yeah.
That's about it. And so, yeah, I think it would be a good idea. I actually wrote down something similar though. I was like, this is the perfect time to do construction on things that you can't do construction on when people are in the parks, or that is extremely irritating to people when they're in the parks. When you're doing things on the castle, people get irritated
with
things on the castle. People get irritated with Main Street being covered in scrim while they're repainting.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like you said, that one time we were at Disneyland and they were redoing the trolley tracks and there were literally giant walls all the way down Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And you had to cross over in very specific areas.
Yeah, and it's not like that's the way you get in and out or anything.
Right. So and you can't do loud construction things while the park's open either. So if you needed to do loud construction stuff like tearing up concrete at this point, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if that was a plan, something that you needed to have done.
Truly. Yeah, the idea of concrete falling from the sky. Yeah, that's not happening.
That'd be terrible.
But doing it while it's closed.
Yeah.
Be fantastic. It would be fantastic.
Something similar to that, though, I thought doing fixes on attractions would be a good time right now. Because I think a while back, there was a lot of news about attractions closing in Florida because things were going on that they couldn't get to with regular maintenance without closing down the attraction.
Yeah, that was a good point, that the boat started sinking and things like that, because right. They're like, well, we don't have any time to maintain these things. They run 18 hours a day,
yeah,
365 day. Days, you know, for right. decades on end.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is the perfect time. Some of the most popular attractions in Florida, like Haunted Mansion, can never close because people come there specifically to ride Haunted Mansion a lot of the time.
Very good point. From all across the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And so as a bit of a silver lining to the close, maybe you could take this time to do all those fixes and updates and adjustments, right?
Right, yeah.
Maybe you take this time to go through Small World and fix all those dolls that don't blink right.
Oh, which poor little blinky
crazy.
Dolls.
Crazy. Have you ever noticed those?
There's some.
It just makes them a little creepier when like one eye is half closed and the other one's blinking. Like it looks a little chucky.
Completely true.
So maybe now's the time for those sort of repairs.
Yeah.
It's a great way to keep people working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't need to be close to each other, which is great. Oh, that's true. The whole point. You know, people don't want to go to work because you may interact with somebody. But if you're still staying that far, you know, really far apart from each other while working, could it work? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. And if I was working Indiana Jones Temple of the Forbidden Eye, right? Yep. If I was an employee on that ride and they told me I got to go there and revamp and fix up and clean up and be, you know, be affordable labor for them or whatever, I would do it in a second. I would be like, yes, yeah, of course.
For sure.
I totally want to make my ride better.
Those of us that have worked in... Those of us that have worked in jobs where you are interacting with the public and the public is in the space...
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's really nice when the public isn't in the space and you get to really thoroughly do something that you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, great. There's no customers in here. I can legitimately clean this floor now because they're not going to be walking on it for the next 45 minutes. You know, it's that type of thought process to me where I'm like, oh, great. They're not here. Now I can really do this in a way that I feel like I can be proud of. You know what I mean?
So just sharing a fun little story. We used to work at FedEx. And when I worked at FedEx, the store that we worked at, it was closed every single Sunday, right? And we were a small little store, only had a staff of 3 people in total, right? And so there was something that was going on. It was a big project. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just coming in on Sunday to get this taken care of because there won't be any customers here to, you know, that I'll be able to just focus on there.
Sure.
And I went to go show up there. And the other person that worked on Fridays, she was there working on another project. And I was like, 66% of our staff is here on the day that we're closed so that we can get stuff done because there's no customers here. That's crazy. And then just then the third team member who was that worked with us there, she was going next door to get chips and salsa and saw us in there and stopped and was like, what are you guys all doing?
Did I miss a memo? Are we open today?
And you're like, are you kidding me? Like the only time we ever saw each other was the one day that we all happened to be there on the day off trying to get caught up on stuff. So.
That's great. That's a party right there.
Right? That's what I said to you. I was like, this is the way we should work every day, guys.
Lock the customers out and do things on our own time.
Oh, so stupid. Okay.
Another idea that I had, though, back in the day when Walt was building Disneyland, he needed money.
Yeah.
And he needed people to be excited about going to the parks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he made a deal and made a television show called The World of Color.
Wonderful World of Color.
And I thought, what better time to bring back The World of Color than right now when people can't go to the parks?
Oh, on ABC?
Right? Like, we have great shows on Disney Plus, like the Imagineer story and things where they talk about that sort of stuff. But the fun thing about The World of Color was Walt would show you what they're working on in the parks right now. And he would walk around and talk to people that work there. Obviously, you can't do that right now. But how fun would it be to have a Disney representative kind of lead The World of Color and, you know, go land by land or, you know, talk about fun things that you maybe didn't know about or, you know, just
Now, if they did that, because Disney offers a whole lot of tours that you can pay extra for, and sure, they take you behind the scenes and stuff. If they did that show and put it on TV and did some of those behind the scenes tours and stuff, you know, do you think that that would hurt the tours from being done in the future?
Yeah, it probably would.
You wouldn't need to do the tours anymore because it's stuff that you've already seen. That's what is the draw to it, is it's all brand new content.
Well, and part of the thing about the tours is that people aren't allowed to film a lot of the stuff that's on there, because you're going backstage a lot on those sort of tours. But just a general history tour, you see the girls, it's always women. I don't think I've ever seen a man doing it, but you see the girls with like the riding helmets on in the plaid.
Oh,
And they're always taking people around, giving them just history of specific buildings, attractions.
I have seen quite a few men give you those tours.
Oh, have you?
They just don't wear they just don't wear the skirts, obviously, or the hats, and they just wear just regular. Like it looks, it's not quite as outlandish, so not as noticeable.
I just don't like. I understand that it's a legacy costume, but it feels weird to see someone in a riding helmet walking around Disneyland.
I want a riding helmet so bad.
Do you?
I would love it.
Are you that accident prone that you need to wear a riding helmet you go around?
Just those girls rock those helmets.
Oh, they do.
They just look so
good. That's the thing. Maybe that's what annoys me the most, is that I look ridiculous in helmets because I have a tiny pinhead. So every time I wear a helmet, I look like a mushroom because the helmet's so big. It's ridiculous. That's the real thing. I'm bitter that I can't wear the helmets.
Are there any other kind of updates that you think you would want to do to any of the parks? Because they're going through a whole ton of stuff at Epcot.
Yeah.
This would be a great way to just knock a whole bunch of that out of the way.
True. I mean, you have to remain responsible in what you're doing, though. And I don't think that Disney wants to be like people pointing at them going, well, look, they have 2,000 people working right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's not a very good idea. So I think that's the problem that we're running into right now, is that there's a lot to get done, but you can't bring in a full crew to get everything done. So what I'm trying to think of is things that you can bring in smaller crews to accomplish without it being disruptive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the demo guys, they're in tractors and things pretty far away from each other. I can see that.
True.
And then, but the Imagineers, they have their meetings. I guess you could all do the meetings
virtually.
Teleconference before you get to work that day.
Sure.
Like you get off from your car outside.
I did see an amazing video once. You could probably still find it on YouTube. They were redoing the front of the Winnie the Pooh ride in Florida. And they're putting in that giant birch tree, I believe. No. Gosh, what kind of tree is that? Now I can't. Is it a beech tree? Gosh, someone's yelling at their podcast right now. It's a giant tree that's very prominent in the Winnie the Pooh books.
Where he gets his honey from? Something like that. Okay, something. Going on.
Either way, it's a huge tree. And they needed to put it in, right? And you can't obviously do that while the park's open, because it's lots of heavy lifting equipment. It's made out of fiberglass. It's huge, you know? And so they showed how in one night they removed everything that was in the way and put in this tree in one evening.
Okay.
And it was logistics, you know, and construction and artists and everybody all working at the same time trying to get something done.
I see.
In, like you said, the very short time that Disney's ever actually closed. And so I think if you can coordinate like that for one evening, you could potentially coordinate a lot of small things to happen that would have a big effect also.
Yeah.
Like you said, taking out the people mover tracks, it's a pretty big job. But if you coordinate it well enough where you say, okay, we're having these people come in and do this and they'll be done by this time. Then we have these people come in and do this aspect of it and they'll be done by this time. You know,
it takes six people and a jackhammer. Have at it.
Six people and a jack. I would not want to be one of those six people with a jackhammer trying to take out
people
mover tracks. That would be insane.
I'm just kidding. That's not how they really do it.
I would hope not. I also thought that this would be a good time to film things that you can't film with the park open.
Oh.
They do, sometimes they do like promotional shoots and commercial shoots while you're in the park.
We've seen it so many times.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like a daily.
Yeah, and you know, it's always funny when you're there in the summer and you see people dressed in winter things celebrating Christmas at Disney during commercials shoots, you know. But now's a perfect time to record things that you can't record.
True.
You know, while people are there.
That is true.
What that would be, I don't know. You know, you have the commercials and things like that. It might be fun to record some shows that you don't have the ability to record with crowds there. Fireworks displays, get a really good recording of World of Color.
Yeah.
You know, would be fun without the crowds of people there.
True. And you do bring up a good point that I guess all of this involves cast members and whatnot, that they would have to still have distancing going on and stuff.
Right. That's honestly, when I think about that, I think people would be happy to get back to work for any amount of time at this point. There are a lot of people that don't have the luxury of being able to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds weird to say.
The luxury of work.
The luxury of working.
You know, words we've never said on this podcast before.
You know what? I'm planning work. That's what I'm looking forward to. But there are a lot of people who need to work. And so I think it would be great for people to, even on a smaller level, be able to work for a minute and make some money that they are not going to be able to make. So even these smaller projects that we're kind of throwing around, I think would work great for people. You know,
I would do it if they offered us the chance to go down there and work on it as a part-time labor type of thing.
Put me in the Haunted Mansion, I'll vacuum. You know, like, I ain't clean too proud glass. To vacuum.
Clean Pepper's glass.
Yeah. There are things that could be happening, but all of this is just speculation. None of this is actually happening in Disney parks as far as we know.
Oh, it's complete just fun.
Yeah.
We're just having fun with it.
Something, just ideas, throwing it out there, you know. But it's not happening. We're, you know. And hopefully soon we'll all be back in the parks enjoying whatever it is that they're doing next, and maybe be a little bit more patient with the construction.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's like I always say, you just survived a horrible time in your history. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Disney World.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-fingered point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.